Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin the Perek HaSiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shechita in the Sefer Kedusha, which we continue with the 8 treifas, specifically that of Shvura, of if it's broken. And then the Rambam goes and summarizes all the treifas that we had mentioned. So Halacha after Rambam opens up regarding Shvura, the 8th, that of the Halacha Mishmar Sinai, that's considered as a treifa. If it's a broken, Ketzad, what qualifies for this tarfas? So the Rambam, Hushin Neshtabu Roiv Tzalasel, this is if the majority of its ribs broke, that qualifies as a tarfas. Now, the Rambam explains, it says, Betzalas HaBehemahein, the ribs of an animal are Achas Esher Mekan, V'Achas Esher Mekan, 11 ribs on one side, 11 ribs on the other side. Neshtabu Shesh Mekan, V'Shesh Mekan, so let's say if 6 broke on one side, 6 broke on another side, Achas Esher Mekan, V'Achas Mekan, or even 11 on one side and 1 on the other side, so Trefa, because that's the majority of the ribs that broke. The who, and that is shenishbru michetzrin shel mul hashedra. As long as it's the half that's opposite the area of the backbone, if that's where it broke, because that's where its primary vitality is, not the half that's facing the part of the breast, if the part that's facing the backbone, if that's the ones that broke, that's going to make it into a treifa. Now, says Rav Halacha Beis, nishbru shesh mekan b'shesh mekan. Let's say, however, he's further qualified. It says, let's say, okay, you have 6 from this one that broke and 6 from that one, which that there's only 11 on each side, 6 is the majority. So you have the majority of the sum total that broke. So if they're the large ribs that have marrow inside of it, then treifa is going to be treifa. But if not, even though it's the majority of the ribs, and even if it's the parts that's towards the backbone, it's those ribs that broke, mutaras, the animal is going to be permitted. Meaning this so too is going on the primary halacha, so too if the majority of the ribs didn't break, but they got uprooted, treifa, that's also going to make the animal into a treifa. Now, the nekra fila tzela achas. Now, if even one rib got uprooted, v'chatzi chul yase ima, and the half of the vertebrae is with it, because if the vertebrae connecting from the spine, the ribs on either side, so the half of that vertebrae is got removed with that rib, shatzel tzkuba, that rib gets stuck into, That's where it's attached to the backbone. If it's a treifa, that would also make the animal to a treifa. And the chinim nekrim and asher d'chol yachas. So too, if let's say it was removed from the spine, from the backbone, just one vertebrae, even if it's from the vertebrae that's beneath the area of the flanks, lower down, shemim tzlois, where there's not even any ribs coming out of from that part of the backbone, still, if a vertebrae would come out, if it's a treifa, that would make the animal into a treifa. Halacha gimel. So regarding behemah and the animal, sheyishmat hayorech shalom meikarei, if the thigh got dislodged from its primary connection, where it's v'yotzem la'kaf shalei, came out from its socket, so in this achlu nivav, if the sinews got degenerated, v'hein and they are, what are these? Hayisedus, they're like a peg-like protrusion, shebe etzem ha'kaf, that's in the bone of the socket, sheyotzes ala etzem ha'zocha, that goes out towards the, so to speak, the male bone, which is that which comes into that socket, and it grabs a hold of it. If those sinews got degenerated that hold onto that zachar bone, here's a treifa, then the animal is going to be a treifa. The mloin is achlo, but if it didn't degenerate, then mutaris and the animal is going to be permitted. Halacha dal v'chim ba'ev, so too regarding fowl. If nishmat yirechay, if the hip got dislodged, treifa, it's going to be a treifa. Nishmat kanafay mi'kar, let's say the wing got dislodged from its socket, so cheshin shemenik v'hareshul, so we're concerned that maybe the lung got punctured. Lefikah b'tkinah says, therefore you have to check the lungs, b'akariach, and then you can eat it. Behemish nishmat yada mi'kar, and let's say an animal, that its foreleg was dislodged from its socket, which has permitted v'ein cheshul, they were not concerned, the reason for that is, although the wing of a bird is the equivalent by the foreleg of an animal, the reason for that is because not concerned for the puncturing of the lungs, because the thickness of the shoulder bone is protects and the lungs, and therefore we know that even though the foreleg was detached, that got dislodged, that it didn't puncture the lungs. Halacha hey, gulgoilus behem oichaya, the skull of an animal or a wild animal, shanita menik sella, that the size of a coin of a sella was removed from that skull. Sa'ava bishlei nikav akrum, even if the membrane was not punctured, treifa, the animal is going to be treifa. And the nikvu nikavim shesh b'mechesroin, and if, let's say, there's these small little holes that are missing from the skull, so kulam and starvim like a cell, they're all going to join together. If it's the size of a cella, that would make the animal into a treifa if it's missing that amount from the skull. Halacha va v'chein gulgoyle shenechbas, so too regarding a skull that was crushed. Rev gava, the majority of its height, meaning from the eyes and above, But Rebbe Akiva, the majority of its circumference, the skull was crushed that amount, so trefa is going to be considered as a trefa. And Af Bishakum Sholem, even though the membrane that's right beneath the skull is intact, and with the chasm and the klum, and nothing from that is missing, it's still going to be as a trefa. Now let's say Nechbes Reb Gobel, let's say the majority of the height of the skull was crushed, but Reb Akiva Kam, the majority of the circumference is intact. Oh, you go the other way around. Shenechbez Reb Akiva, the majority of its circumference was crushed, but Reb Gobel Kam, the majority of the height is still intact. It's a fake trefa, so that's already a doubt if it's a trefa. The Urali says, Raman, it appears to me, that we would make it forbidden in that situation too. Halacha Zayin. Oiv Shalmayim, waterfowl, Kugayna Vazim, like geese, which those are the types of birds that they are primarily in the water. So, Emnikiv Etzim Gulgolte. So, if there was a hole in the bone of the skull, Avabishal Emnikiv Krim Shalmayich, although there wasn't punctured the membrane of the brain, trefa, that was going to be a trefa. The reason is, because the waterfowl, the membrane is very soft, and when the bone breaks, the membrane's not going to last. Now, Oifi Abash regarding a landfowl, Shehikatu Chuldal Reshe, if a weasel knocked the bird on its head, or let's say it banged itself on a stone or a piece of wood, so what you do is like this, if you put your hand on the side of the hole, the noitz and you press. What you do is you stick your hand into its mouth, but you push upwards. If the brain comes out of the hole, a trefa. So then you know that obviously the membrane was punctured, and it's a trefa. But if not, mutter, then it's going to be permitted because the membrane was not punctured. And that's by landfowl, in contrast by waterfowl, which there we're concerned that it's very soft. Not so by the landfowl, but you would have to go ahead and do this test that we just said. Halacha ches, behema shalchaz adam. Regarding an animal, and there's two primary interpretations of what the Rambam is saying here. Either it's like the little translation where the blood was congested, or the Rambam means to say that the pressure of the blood was so strong that the animal was choking. Or if it was smoked, meaning the smoke came into the body of the animal, or it means that actually that there was from the black gallbladder, it had a secretion. Or if it was cold, it became sick because of the cold, or it actually means that it was the white gallbladder had a secretion. Or let's say the animal ate poison that would kill an animal. Or it drank bad waters. The animal is permitted because all these are not illnesses that would make it into a trefa, and it's just in danger of its own life, which you're allowed to shech and eat. But let's say achlas sam shoyges adam. Let's say it ate poison that would kill a person. Or a snake went and bit and injected its venom into the animal, which creates but anything like that, which would be harmful for a person. So materes mishum trefa. So that's not a problem because the laws of trefa. But vasum mishum nisakon zavash. It would be a problem because it's simply dangerous for a person to eat that animal because of the venom or because of the poison that's in the animal. So not because of halacha, but it's because of the halacha of sakanta, of danger to a person's life. Now look at this. The Rambam summarizes all the trefas that we spoke about. It says, Nimtzu comes out, the kol trefas amnuis kishi yipartu, all the trefas that when you count the specifics, the efsh shimatsu bevem v'chayim, that's possible to have by domestic and wild animals, are shivim, are 70s. Be'elihina alasedishin is boru b'chibazen. It says, Rambam, these are them on the order that you explained here in this compilation of the Rambam Ziyad HaZaka, which the Kesem Mishnah actually organizes. He shows how the 70 trefas the Rambam is counting over here go and fit into the 8 categories of trefas that we said are halacha mishmei Sinai. So Rambam says, Aleph, number 1, is drusa, which the primary terminology, as we explained, of trefa, which means like it was attacked, that was pounced on, that's one type of a trefa. Beis, number 2, is nikiv tarbet tzaveshet, if the opening of the gullet of the food pipe, if there's a hole in that tarbitz of the veshet. Gimel is nikav krim shel mayach, if there's a puncture in the membrane of the brain. Dalet, number 4, is nismasmeis hamayach atzma, if the brain itself gets liquefied, gets degenerates. Hey, number 5, nikav alev atzma lebeis chaloli, if the heart gets punctured going into the cavity of the heart. Vav, number 6, is nikev kenei halev, if the arteries of the heart get punctured. Zion, number 7, is nikva amara, if the gallbladder is perforated. Ches, number 8, is nikva kne hakavid, if the arteries of the liver are perforated. Test, number 9, is nikva hakeva, if the maw has a hole. Yud, number 10, is nikva karis, if the stomach has a hole. Nikav HaMestis is Yud Aleph, number 11, is if the abdomen has a hole. Yud Beis, 12, is Nikav Beis HaKlesis, if the gut has a hole. Yud Gimel, number 13, is Nikav Me'eha, if the digestive organs are perforated. Yud Dal, number 14, is Yotzei Ma'ayim L'chutz V'nefchu, if the intestines, they come out of the body and they get inverted. Tezvav, number 15, is Nikav HaTchil Ba'avyoy, if the spleen gets a hole in the thick part of the spleen. Tezai, number 16, is Chasra Hamara. Here we're going by Chasera now. If the Mara, if the gallbladder is missing, Yudzayin, meaning it wasn't born with it. Yudzayin, number 17, Nimtzu Shtemirators, or like we said, Yester is Kechaser. If you find two gallbladders, Yudches, number 18, is Chasra Akeva. If it's missing the Moa, your test, 19, is Nimtush Dekavis, or you find two maws. Chaf, number 20, is Chasa Akaris, if it's missing the stomach. Chaf Aleph, Nimtush Shnekris, if you find two stomachs. Chaf Beis, number 22, is Chasa Mestis, if it's missing the abdomen. Chaf Gimel, Nimtush Nemesasim, if you find two abdomens. Chaf Dalet, is Chasa Beis Akaisis, missing the gut. Chaf Hei, is Nimtush Shnevate Akaisis, if you find two of these guts. Chavav, 26, Chasa Echem Ma'im, if it's missing one of the digestive organs. Chav Zayin, Nimtush Neimaim, you'd find 27, if you find two digestive organs. Chav Ches, 28, is Nikva Hareya, if it's perforated by the lung. Chav Tes, Nikva Hakana, if the windpipe is perforated. Lamata, lower down, B'makom Chein the Rosh Chita, in the place which is not fit for the slaughtering to be. Lama, number 30, is Nikav Simfine, Misimfine Hareya, if one of the bronchioles of the lungs is perforated, even if it's covered with the other bronchiole, that would still make it into a trefa. Lamed Aleph, 31, is netta mokum minarei, if part of the lung got clogged up. Lamed Beis, 32, is nimak simfine misimfine hereya, if one of the bronchioles from the lungs got degenerated. Lamed Gimel, 33, is nimtza lecha strucha berei, if you find this putrid mucus that is in the lungs. Lamadal, 34, similar one, nimtzu b'mayim siruchim, we find a putrid liquid, which liquid is different than the lecha. Lamahei, 35, is nimtzu b'mayim akurim, if you find inside of it these murky waters, af pishlei siruchim, even if it didn't become putrid. Lamavav, 36, is masmasarei, if the lung became degenerated. Lamadzayin, 37, is nishan mareho, if it's changed its colors. Lamadches, 30, is nepech havesha b'marev, if the food pipe changed its appearance, its color. Lamates, 39, is chasa harei meminha unais, if the lung is missing any one of its numbers of lobes. Mem, 40, is neschalfa haunais, if the order of the lobes are inverted, is switched. Mem al, 41, the hisir haunais megabav, let's say there was added lobes from the back of the lungs. Mem base, 42, is nisr hauna launish lekisid, if let's say the lobes attached to the other ones out of order. Mem Gimel, 43, is Nimtzis Arei B'lechiduch Haznaim, let's say you find the lungs without separation of lobes. Mem Dalet, 44, of Chasa Mikzis Arei, if you're missing some of the lung itself. Mem Hei, 45, Yavish Mikzis Gufa, if some of the body of the lung dried up. Mem Vav, 46, is Nimtzis Arei Nefucha V'emetz, if you find the lungs inflated and like that. Mem Zayin, 47, is Tzamka Arei Mipachat Adam, if let's say the lung shriveled up because of fright specifically from a human. Memches, 48, is chas haregel, if it's missing the hind leg, beim mitchiles b'yaseh, whether it was born like that, ben shenechtach, or whether it was cut off. Memtes, 49, oishar yaseh yeseru regel, or if it had an extra hind leg. Nun, 50, is nitlet semes agidim, if the joint of the tendons, that juncture, if that was removed. Nun al, 51, is nitla kavod, if the liver was removed. Nun beis, 52, is nitla lechiya elyon, if the upper jaw was removed. Nun gimel, 53, is kul yishaktin b'yaseh, if you have the kidneys, they're very small. Nundal, 54, is kul yishalaksa, if you have the kidneys that were diseased. Nunhei, 55, is kul yishanimtsis balech, if you find a kidney that you find this inside of it, this mucus. Nunvav, 56, is kul yishanimtsis b'mayim akum, if you find inside the kidney this murky waters, af b'sha imsruchim, if it's not putrid. Nunzayin, 57, kul yishanimtsis b'mayim struchim, if you find inside of it this putrid liquid. Nunches 58 is Nifsik Chotashedra, if the spinal cord was severed. Nunches 59 is Nimrach Moich Chut Hashedra, if the marrow of the spinal cord was softened, Vinismasmus, and it degenerated. Samach 60 is Nikurev HaBasa Chiv HaSakaris, if the majority of the flesh that covers the stomach was torn. Samach Alef 61 is Niglat Ha'or Shalef, the skin of the animal was removed. Samach Bey 62 is Nisraskei Verdem and Afila, if let's say the limbs got dislodged from a fall. Samach Gimel 63 is Nedadula Simon, if the pipes of the windpipe and the food pipe got dislodged or shaken from where it's attached to the body. Samach Dal 64 is Nishtabarib Talaseha, the majority of its ribs were broken. Samach 65, Nekarib Talaseha, the majority of the ribs were uprooted. Samach Vav 66, Nekar Tzela Achaz B'chol Yosef, even just one rib was uprooted with its vertebrae. Samach Zayin 67 is Nekar Chol Achaz, if just one vertebrae was uprooted. Samach Ches 68 is Nishmat HaYoch Meikarei, if the hip was dislodged from its socket. Samach Ches 69 is Chasra HaGugel Kesel, if the skull was missing part of that, the skull like the size of a sella, which is the size of a coin. And Ayin, number 70, was Nechbas Reva HaGugoylus from this rate, if the majority of the skull was crushed and smashed. Those are the 70 specific trevas, which again fit into the generic 8 types of trevas, which are all Halacha Mesh Mesina. Now, Halacha Yud Ram continues regarding the comparison of these trevas to as it applies to oifis, to fowl. Says Ram, Elo Hashivim Chaloyim, these 70 illnesses, Sha'ishim Esva'im Vesachayim Shem Treva, which makes the animal, the wild animal, forbidden because it's a trefa. So Kfar Nispar Kol Echmem Umeshpatav, we already explained every one of them and their laws. Now, B'chol She'ef Shem Hem Shem Matzah B'Oif, any one of them that are possible to be by fowl, Be'Varm HaMetzuim Lo'ifal Be'Hema, by the limbs which are both by birds and by animals. So Din Be'Hema V'Oif Echad, who is the law by Be'Hemas and Oifas, are going to be the same. Chot Metrefa Shebakulya V'Shebetchol V'Shebetnui Sereya, except for the trefas that apply Shebakulya to the kidneys, Shebetchol to the spleen, V'Shebetnui Sereya, and to the lobes by the lungs, as the Ram explains. Because fowl doesn't have a separation of lobes on its lungs like that of a behema. And if you do find it like that, it does not have a set amount. And regarding the spleen of a bird, is round like a grape. Behema does not have the same anatomy like the spleen of an animal. Now, regarding the trephus in the kidneys and the spleen, we actually did not count them in the list of the Mishnah of the 70 by an animal, and they were only counted by the Meroim regarding being as a trefa. And the reason for that is Kadeshi connect them life, so that they should be a correlation regarding that as applies to birds, which, as we said, that birds don't have those trefas that behemoths have. Well, the fikach leinasn lakul yeshiktina shibayif. That's why they didn't give a measurement regarding the a kidney being too small as it applies by oif, because like we said, it doesn't have these halachas as it has by behemoth, and anything else that's similar regarding other trefas, like for example if the kidneys are diseased or you find murky waters, again that doesn't apply by the birds. Halacha yud alf, ushtei trefas yesh ba'if yesh al behemoth. Now there are certain trefas actually that fowl has over that of behemoth, and there's specifically two. Now ba'af b'yishish len ois nabarman, even though that they have those same organs, because actually there are certain organs that only birds have that animals don't have. No, even though animals have the same organs, but it's specifically trefas that apply by birds and not by animals. And they are, oif shenishtanu mar b'nei me'yav machmas or, regarding if the intestines by the bird changed colors because it was in the fire. Va'oif hamayim shenikiv etzim reish, and also regarding the waterfowl, which if, as we mentioned, if the bone of the head had a hole, even though the membrane was intact, that's going to be a trefa by oif. These two by oif is in contrast to that of behema. Now, halacha Beis Ram continues regarding how do we relate these halachas of trefas as it applies to that of medicine being able to heal these wounds. As Ram says, Ve'in lo'hais about trefas eloklaw, one should not add on to these trefas at all, of the 7 that we mentioned. And the reason is, shekol she'er lebehema, oil chaya, oil oif. Because anything that happens to an animal, wild animal, bird, chutz me'ilu shamanachach me'deris rishayinim, besides for these that were counted by the earlier sages, v'skim alein b'batei din Yisrael, and then were agreed upon in the courts of the judge of the Jewish people, efshe shtichi, anything else, it's possible for a creature to survive. And even though we know from medicine that's not possible for it to live, we don't add that on, it's not considered as a trefa. And Allah Yid Gimel says Ram, so to Bechin Elu Shemanim Amr Shem Trefer. So to regarding these things that were listed and were counted as a Trefer. Ava Bishay Rabbi Dach Refuah should be Dain, although that we see, or according to the modern medicine that we have, Shemiktasin in Mimisin, that some of them actually the animal doesn't die, Vavshish Tichimim, it's possible for it to survive from. You only have what the sages counted. Shemek says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, Al pi ha-Torah asher yiruha, based on the Torah that they taught you, even though we might see one way or the other, that others that we think they cannot survive, or these that are trefers we think they could survive, we don't question that. We go based on only what the Torah told us, which are these 70 as trefa, not more, not less. Now, Lachi Dal Ram continues regarding the trustworthiness, regarding if this animal has any of these problems that we mentioned of tarfas or not. So any butcher that knows these trefas that we mentioned, and he has a presumed status of being an upstanding person and trustworthy in these laws, so he's allowed to slaughter, and to check it himself, and to sell the meat. And there's no concern. And the reason is, because the halacha is that one person, the person himself, as an individual witness, is trustworthy regarding prohibitory law, which is here regarding the laws of kashrus, in contrast to other laws like monetary and so on. And this is bein yishloi hanobe edusid, whether he has pleasure from his testimony, which obviously he is, he's able to sell his stuff, and bein loi hanobe edusid, whether he has no pleasure from his testimony. We already explained in the Hilchos Machos Asuris in the 8th parak in Hilchos Zayin Ches, she'ein loichin basa mitabach she'sheichet, that we don't purchase meat from a butcher that slaughters, ubaydik la'atzim, and he checks for himself, b'chutz la'aretz, out of Eretz Yisrael, or b'Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, or even Eretz Yisrael in today's times, elam ken ha'yim amchon, unless if he was an expert. And if he's an expert, again, then you can buy from him. Now, the miyatz is treif mitachas yod, but let's say you find him selling treif meat that has this treif problems, so then menad noisi, then we excommunicate him, mavir noisi, remove him from his post, ve'enoch is the kashrus, so he cannot go back to his appropriate upstanding position, until he goes to a place where they don't recognize him, and that he returns a lost item that or something very distinguished. And the reason for that is because we suspect him that he wanted to make money over here because it was a trefa and he really didn't want to take the loss, and therefore he sold it to people. So we don't trust him until we find that financially he wouldn't do an isser for that. Or let's say he would remove something that's a trefa, even for himself, that's a distinguished thing, that we see that, oh, the person did tshuva, because you see, money is not the highest priority anymore, it would not take precedence over halacha, then he could come back to his position that we know he repented, and he would not sell out a Jewish person to sell him a trefa for his financial reasons.